Can you guys tell me, do you remember what you planted in your classrooms?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. Kale.
Kale.
Spinach.
It's the first year five classrooms at McClernand Elementary School are teaming up with local sponsors to learn about gardening basics, plant life, and nutrition. A group of third graders are gathered right outside of the community garden. They're listening to an instructor as they lean against the fence. The garden's about 50 square feet, and it's on the property of the Springfield Art Association in the Enos Park neighborhood. A white picket fence and chicken wire surrounds it to keep pests out. Corey Blackwell is with Kumler UMC Outreach Ministries. He's showing the kids the plot they will be planting in and talking about the five vegetables they will be growing and the tools they will use.
We are ready to put them in the soil, and you can see that some of the other classrooms have already been here.
Blackwell has a hobby farm at his own home, so gardening is nothing new to him. Kumler United Methodist Church is on their second year using the garden for their food pantries. Blackwell says it seemed like a natural decision to open up the garden to school children from across the street.
We started tending a garden and offering that to our neighbors here. We really felt like we should make this more of a community garden rather than a food pantry garden. And we wanted to make it not for the neighbors, but with the neighbors, you know, and invite people in and say, you know, come work with us. And it's as much about relationships and community as it is about food.
Blackwell says so far students have been very receptive to the project.
Kids at McClernand have been sometimes overly excited. You know, they've been incredibly excited about it. We planted seeds in classrooms, all kinds of greens, and then today we're transplanting them out into the garden. And so they've been really excited to see things grow, to get dirty, to find worms and all kinds of things. So yeah, they've been really excited and inquisitive, and it's been fun to see the things they've learned.
Blackwell's now working one-on-one with students to show them how to take the seedlings and plant them into the school's plot in the garden.
So we're going to start a new row right here. I'll do the first one, and then you can do a couple yourself, okay?
Jasmine Force is one of 14 third graders who are on the property this morning. The 10-year-old says she's happy to get her hands dirty and work in the garden.
I like actually getting my hands in the soil and like pressing down on the wood chips. I was actually born in Florida, and down in Florida you can't plant that much because fire ants. And it's fun up here because you can just get in the soil and like plant, and you can pick things and eat like salad and stuff.
Tiara Ligon is Jasmine's third grade teacher. She says after 5 weeks of lessons in the classroom about growing plants, it's all coming to a head today.
This is the best part, them actually being able to come outside, see what has grown, and be able to plant it in the ground. That has been the best thing about it, I believe. They didn't really put it all together until this final part.
As students continue to take turns using gardening tools to plant their spinach, kale, and other greens, Martha Harder leads children around the garden and answers their questions. She's with Kumler UMC Outreach Ministries and helped design the curriculum for students.
The thing that I try to bring home is the fact that plants need nurturing just as children need nurturing, so trying to make that correlation, bringing in some nutrition, you have to develop it according to their age group.
Harder says part of the curriculum she's developed for the five classrooms over the past several weeks is also aimed at the importance of community development.
Today was the culmination of, look what we've grown, and now we put it in the garden and we share it with the community. So it goes from individual to group to community, and how they're all interdependent.
The students will get one more stop at the garden to check on their plants before school gets out at the end of the month. I'm Rachel Otwell.